Metro Vancouver will pay Coquitlam $4 million in compensation to install a megawater main down pipeline road this fall. On Monday, April 3, Jamie Bone, the city's general manager of engineering and public works, said Coquitlam will get the cash as a result of construction impacts along the southern part of the municipal road, as well as the eastern side of Town Center Park. The money will be deposited into four city accounts: Town Center Park Development Fund, Pipeline Road Upgrade Project, DCC Parkland Acquisition Reserve, Major Transportation Reserve. Most of the trees on the eastern side of the park will be ripped out but replaced on a 2-to-1 ratio, Bone said. As well, the Metro money for the first construction phase along Pipeline Road, from Robson Drive to Guilford Way, is for a 3-year lease of the gravel parking lot south of the tennis courts, and for inflationary costs. The new 12-kilometer water main, measuring up to 3.2 meters in diameter, from Coquitlam Lake is needed to meet regional demand, said Cowan. Craig Hodge, who represents the city on the Metro board and is on its water committee. Still, Cowan. Brent Asmundson, a former Metro Water Committee member, argued the pipe is excessive. It's twice the size that's needed. Last month, Metro oaked a $97 million contract for Mickles Canada Company to install the water main from Robson to Guilford. In January 2022, the agency approved a $15.7 million USD tender for the Northwest Pipe Company to supply and deliver the pipe for the infrastructure project that starts this fall. Robson to Guilford section, 2023 to 2026. Pipeline Road North section, 2026 to 2030. City Centre Tunnel section, 2026 to 2031. Cape Horn section, 2024 to 2030. The project has 6 years of impact, Bone warned council at its council in committee meeting, Cowan's. Steve Kim and Dennis Marsden were not at the meeting. We are going to feel the pain. There will be visual. There will be noise. There will be traffic. There will be tree and park impacts. However, Bone said Metro will do everything that it can to minimize the disruptions, especially for New Horizons residents. Cowan. Robert Mazzarolo said he's disheartened with the number of park trees facing the axe, and he urged city staff to work with Metro to be aggressive with tree planting and ensure communication with commuters, neighbors and park users, like the Coquitlam Tennis Club, is clear about construction. Information about the Coquitlam Main No. 4 project is available via Metro Vancouver's community liaison at 604-432-6200, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.